Mr. Fall. Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinish, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. Oh!
Dang it! Are you okay?
It.
You okay?
I'm trying to get there. Every week, I'm just getting a little faster, a little faster, a little faster.
That was great.
You didn't pull anything, did you?
No, I'm good. Yeah. Breathe.
You almost fall out of the chair, though.
Wow, he really almost did.
Yeah.
I was that close. I'm watching the time.
That's too funny.
Mr. Floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like that. It was very subtle.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Ron.
Hey.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Morning.
Lost it today.
Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning.
Hey, Ron, and just before you get really into the meat and taters here.
Yeah.
Just from the last caller from Ash, I just want to clarify, you do manual J for your load calculations, manual S for the equipment sizing, and then manual D for duct design. And I always get the J is the one I always have a hard time remembering.
Yes. Yeah.
But you can hire engineers and send them the information, and they will put the whole thing together for you. Then you put it out to bid.
Right.
And they should all match.
No, we have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. So far this morning, this show, we've been so deep in the weeds. Robbie's just been taking a nap. You know, she's like, what are you guys talking about?
Mr. Floor tools? Guys have been in the green room, right? They've been listening to the show.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They're shaking their heads like we were listening, but what is he talking about?
We're talking about
designing
tool repair,
which is awesome, and then designing a proper HVAC system for your house. And then on top of that, Ash wants to go geothermal, which now puts it even
deeper in the weeds.
Deeper in the weeds.
That's way too deep for us, guys.
But we do want to have proper HVAC systems to protect our floors.
Oh, that's right. You do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Can we maybe talk about floors?
Okay, so here's the deal. People come in, they finish their floors all nice and pretty, and then here comes Mr. Painter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they throw down, we're going to protect these brand new floors because they were just sanded and finished, right? But we got to finish painting. So then they roll out this paper all over the place, and then they just start taping it down to the floor. But they use the painter's tape, so the little blue stuff. That's good, right?
Yeah, that's what it's for, yeah.
So what happens when you pull the tape up after a week of walking on it?
Nothing.
Not quite nothing. Quite the opposite, actually. You end up with racing stripes all over your floor.
Yes.
No.
So,
It's supposed to be special.
It's special tape that doesn't stick to anything.
Yes, it does, actually. It is special tape that is supposed to be used on paint and trim. That's why it's called painter's tape.
Right.
Not
floor
tape.
Well, that's who installed it on the floor.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Right. Trim is wood.
Trim is wood.
Mm-hmm. Was wood.
But the coatings on top of the trim are not the same thing as the coatings on top of your floor.
So, Robbie, on our MrFloor.com, on our blog page, we've got this beautiful picture of exactly what Aaron is describing and what a racing stripe would look like. We had a client call us. This was probably, I don't know, a few months ago. We actually posted this picture. And she was in tears.
Oh, no.
She was in tears. We did her floor. Her painter came in and basically taped down his paper to protect our floors, right? Mm-hmm. He was really trying to, you know, do his best. And then he went and removed that tape. And the picture on our blog page is exactly what was left over. Basically, they in essence ripped the coating right off the surface.
Right, and it's the finish, not the stained part, you know, but it just pulls off the clear finish.
Correct,
right. Because it's still curing. Just because it's dry doesn't mean it's
correct
curing.
Oh, I see it.
So the full cure rate can be up to 2 weeks, depending on environment, temperature, humidity, those sorts of things. And so, if you put it down too early, and you in essence, you know, keep it there too long, and then you go and yank it up, that's what you get. And we get those calls every single day. Somebody calls in with some sort of damage caused by tape to their wood floors. So we thought it was an appropriate topic to talk about because, I mean, it makes perfect sense, right? You want to protect your floors. You're about to paint your walls. So let's just, you know, start, you know, taping that edge. And then what happens to it when you go to lift it is you wind up peeling that polyurethane right off the surface.
And that's only with new newly finished floors?
It happens more with newly finished floors or floors that are newer, but it can happen. I mean, we've seen it with older floors. We've seen it with pre-finished floors. You know, so depending on the type of tape and how long that tape is left in place.
Yeah.
Because the adhesive from that tape is going to want to work its way into that, you know, into that floor. The floor actually starts to absorb that that adhesive, and the mechanical sort of yanking action of pulling up that tape will cause that mechanical sort of delamination of the coating. It just peels right off the surface.
And it's such a big deal in a situation that happens all the time. Our project management team actually has a whole conversation with all of our clients about whatever you do, do not tape to the floor. So what we always recommend to do is actually tape paper to paper. Okay, so you overlap the paper and you run a bead of tape down the paper, or also tape it to the trim so that it doesn't move around. But never tape right to the floor, because you can actually remove that top coat of finish.
So who is responsible now? Stop laughing at me. These are important questions.
I was waiting for that question. I thought it would come a little sooner.
It's a good question.
Well, I first need exactly. to hear all of the information. Then I need to hear how Mr. Floor is going to come in and fix
Save
all
the
this.
Day.
Yeah.
But who's paying Mr. Floor? The homeowner, the painter?
Typically, it's on the painter, because we let everybody know up front, you know, don't do it.
Right. I understand it wouldn't be you guys, but how do you then get the painter to pay for this?
So that's a conversation the homeowner would have with the painter directly.
Let's pretend we're having that conversation.
Okay. So the way it would typically go down is, Mr. Painter, you just ruined my floors.
Oh, well.
No, I didn't.
I didn't know.
It's not my fault.
Right. Okay, I didn't know.
No, I'm pretty sure erasing stripes from tape removal and ignorance is an excuse. You back.
That wasn't the look you were
that's
going
exactly
for?
That's exactly right.
You didn't. I didn't sign anything that I'd have to pay for any damage to any floors, so I don't have insurance for this.
No, the painter doesn't have insurance, period. That's generally the way it is.
Yeah.
And it falls on the homeowner.
Right.
Because they hired the cheapest painter they could find, and then that painter then doesn't have liability insurance or workman's comp.
Right. I don't know any of that.
So let's set that up.
Somebody threw a nickel in Ron. Here we go.
No, I agree. So I go to the painter, and the painter's like, oh, well.
You know how we judge the professionalism of a painter? Is once we start having that conversation about tape, the painter says, you know, stops us and says, I know. Meaning they know not to put tape on the floor. That's the sign of a professional painter.
And their guy screwed up.
You know,
for whatever reason.
Exactly. So either somebody, you know, made a mistake, but most professional painters know, and it's in their own protocol, not to tape anything to the floor.
Ever.
Ever. That's
ever.
Exactly. Ever.
Right.
So if it's a guy off the street, or if it's a guy that's moonlighting or something along those lines, that's typically where we see this damage, is that they're not trained, they're not professional, and they're coming in and they don't know. And so they, you know, they're protecting the floor, right? And in essence, they cause damage.
Right. So then the homeowner's insurance has to pay for it. But there's the deductible, which is too high.
Right. So who writes the check?
So Mr. Floor comes in and says, I'll just fix it.
No.
Yeah.
Rich,
we try,
no.
But no.
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 Can you spot fix?
It's very, very hard to spot fix. It's very hard. And especially imagine, so the room could be 15 feet wide.
Yeah, that's
right?
All got to be buffed down and finished.
Yeah, so in many cases, we're having to rescreen and reseal that floor. Mm-hmm. Okay, so putting another coat down. In some cases, it's so severe, we actually have to start all the way at the beginning and resand that floor, because, you know, they ripped up not only one coat, but in sometimes two coats, you
Which
know,
if, some of the stain, sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Some of these painters are in there for 2-3 weeks painting. So that paint or that tape has been on that floor.
And it's in the traffic pattern where people are walking every day. So they're stepping on that, just pounding that tape into the floor.
The other thing you have to realize is it's not only the painters. You know, if you had somebody come in, it's a plumber. I've had contractors call me and say, yeah, my plumber taped to the floor. I can't believe you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Well, I've got an easier out for you, and it's just an offer you give to the homeowner with your disclaimer. But every time we put a wood floor in, because they have to go in so early, we either use that thick cardboard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or we'll go so far as to put down quarter inch
Masonite
because it's reusable.
What's Masonite?
Like
just a compressed fiberboard, basically.
Yeah.
It's like a thin plywood kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That you walk over. That,
and we pay our hardwood installers to install all of that, so that the floors are protected through the rest of construction.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. And that's the other way to do it.
I'm sorry, but that costs more.
Yes. So you put down the red rosin paper and you lay that out, and then you
put
and then you put the other stuff over top of it? What happens
no rosin
if,
paper.
What happens when the Masonite's moving around and actually starts to? What do you put in between there?
The floor cloth, the white rolls.
Okay.
So that actually keeps it from damaging the finished surface. Then the hardboard goes right down. But red rosin paper, the only reason why I hate that stuff is if it gets moist, the dye comes out.
That's exactly right.
So if you have a light color floor, and I learned this the hard way on a DC floor. I was building a house years ago, and I put down a vinyl floor in a laundry room, covered it with red rosin. Winter comes, you know, you got the wet shoes, you go through there. I pull up the rosin paper, and my floor's pink.
Nice.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Did you charge?
That was the last time I ever bought that stuff.
Did you charge the homeowner extra for the pink floor?
Fortunately, it was a spec house. I just did it myself. I took out the floor and
replaced it.
Yeah, yeah. The red rosin paper has been known to bleed. Basically, you know, that red color, which translates into, you know, shades of pink.
Right.
Onto, you know, so imagine a nice light maple floor with red rosin paper, and then it gets wet.
Mm-hmm.
And you wind up exactly with what Rich just said.
But they do make the thick. It's like a thick cardboard. Yes. It comes in a roll.
Like it's just corrugated. Paper. Yeah, just corrugated, you know, craft paper is basically what it is.
And Protective Products is probably the most widely known company that sells that stuff. And, I mean, they have a huge selection of stuff for floor protection.
Yeah.
Carpet.
But even if you just take a painter's tarp.
Cloth.
Just a drop cloth.
Yeah,
exactly.
Can I do that?
A nice clean one, though. Not an old one with debris on the bottom.
With like, taping compound on
right, exactly.
Side.
And lead dust from the last old house you worked in.
Make sure they're clean.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
I'm taking a sheet out of a package.
Uh-huh.
Okay, mm-hmm. A brand new sheet out of a package and throw
laying
that
it
down.
Out.
I can do that.
Yep. Yep.
You're laying it out, making sure that there's no debris actually on the floor. Then you lay it out and you tape it to the wall.
Or you could drop corrugated paper on top. You could put Masonite on top for impact protection. Because, again, there's two types of protection we're most concerned with, right? Scratches and things being spilled is one thing, but impact is something totally different. That's where the Masonite
drop a tool.
Comes in. That's
absolutely.
Right.
It makes a big difference.
No tape, people. No tape.
No tape.
No tape.
That was the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners with the finest refinishing and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Right.
Thank you.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.